Welcome to Big Brother Tan Sister Speak, where we discuss the latest season of Big Brother from a sister's point of view. I'm Sister J.
And I'm Sister K. And welcome to episode 16. Let's get started.
Okay, we're kind of late because...
Well, we didn't have a podcast last week.
No.
I think on Thursday I had something to do that night, and by the time I got home, it was way too late to try to do a podcast.
Well, and then, you know, since my girl Libra got evicted like 2 weeks ago, I've been real disinterested.
That was last week. That was the episode last week.
I've been real disinterested in that when you watch the Showtime After Dark now, it's dull. I haven't even watched it for the last 3-4 days because it's just too boring.
I don't think it's boring. I haven't watched it either, but just because I've been so caught up into the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
And so by the time I even think about Big Brother After Dark, I'm asleep.
That's true.
So it's the next day because I've been up all night watching the doggone Olympics.
I've been watching a lot of the Olympics too.
Yeah, it's fun. I like watching
it. It's been very exciting.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, so we missed giving our thoughts and comments on the whole week that Libra and Keisha were nominated.
Right.
And there was a lot of turmoil and drama that went on in the house that week.
Yes. A lot of fighting.
Mm-hmm. Right after the Jesse got evicted, that's when it started. Yeah. And after Michelle won, because, HOH,
right,
that's when the fighting started. And immediately, mm-hmm, Ollie and April and Jerry started yelling at Libra,
mm-hmm,
about... you know, and Dan about their votes and going against the HOH.
Right.
And that was when, and they didn't show it on the show, of course, but that was when Ollie called Libra a scallywag.
And a hoe.
Mm-hmm. Now, first of all, what I wanted to say about that argument was, what the hell is a scallywag? And where the heck would he get that?
Well, now, come on now. Ollie lives, or he's from Iowa. First of all,
to me, a scallywag is something on a pirate.
And Ollie now lives in Minnesota. Yeah. So he would use that type of language. I thought scallywag was like a pirate term.
That's what I thought. I'm like, are we on Pirates of the Caribbean or what?
You scallywag.
And so I don't think I would have been offended by the scallywag, but the whole part hurt her feelings.
I think of all the people in the house, he would have the audacity to call anybody a hoe when he is having sex on national TV with April every single night.
Well, when they're alone, they don't...
Well, yeah. Oh, no. There have been times when they have been... Because Michelle is the HOH. There has been times when they have been in the bed.
That's
and
true.
Jerry was in the room.
That's true.
And they was having sex under the covers.
Yeah.
What a hoe. And he got the nerve to say that to somebody else, anybody else. He could have been talking about Keisha or anybody.
See, I don't think that's hoish.
Oh, hell yes it is. Excuse me.
Hey, why stop cussing now? I mean,
okay.
Go ahead.
Anyway.
I mean, I understand. I mean, for him to call someone else that, though, to me... he was wrong. He was dead wrong. And if I was Libra, I would have definitely been fighting back on that one.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't have let that go.
I would have called him, you...
But see, that's the thing. Anyway. None of the house guests know they're having sex in the house. So far. They've been trying to keep that hush.
Well, the reason why Libra did not say anything back is because although CBS has tried its best to portray her as the Wicked Witch of the West, but she is not like that. Yes, she will argue with you and take up for herself, but she's not like that. And believe it or not, just like she told his dumb butt, she has feelings too.
Yep.
Just because she is a strong black woman and she speaks up for herself, everybody tries to demonize her. And one thing I can say that has been crystal clear to me, now we already know, I'm not even gonna go into it anymore, excuse me, because I went into it the last show. We already know how CBS cheats and manipulates stuff on Big Brother. However, it is crystal clear when you are watching the Showtime After Darks or the live feed how they manipulate and splice this crap together to make certain people portrayed in certain ways. And as you pointed out, just in a comment to me, like in passing, when we were discussing what we were going to talk about, CBS splices stuff together that doesn't even go together.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. You know? They do.
To get people to look a certain way.
Right.
And that just irks me.
It irks me, too, because they're trying to go for maximum drama.
And I tell you, if I have to hear Michelle, Manchel, as I call her, if I have to hear Manchel complain about Libra got my Hawaiian trip one more time, I'm going to reach to that TV and smack her.
Okay, there you go with the violence.
Anyway, hey, I'll be violent to her. I don't like Manchel at all.
She is upset by her trip. I don't, like I said a week or two ago, I don't agree with the things that she said either, but they immediately, and I really don't know either or see where they get that Libra's the one behind everything.
I don't get
except
it.
Except for the fact that Keisha really built up the fact that she wasn't the one to get those votes switched up.
Wait till they see the whole tape. Keisha is the one who went to Libra and said, I don't care what anybody's doing. I'm voting Jesse out. You with me? And Libra
they both
says,
said it.
Well, but Libra yeah. agreed. A Libra said, yeah, okay. But Keisha's going around telling Michelle and everybody else that it was Libra's idea.
Right.
She's
that she
out
got
right
all
lying.
The votes together. That she got the votes together.
Yeah, she's outright lying. Mm-hmm. You know? And that's what I don't like. They're trying to make it all look like Libra. And Keisha was just as guilty, as was Dan. Dan cast a vote.
Well, April finally mentioned that in one of the episodes, and they showed where April mentions that it wasn't all Libra, it was Keisha too.
Yeah.
But she wasn't going to go against everyone and keep Libra when she said all the stuff she said about Libra too.
That's true.
So I guess she thought the lesser evil was getting rid of Libra, mm-hmm. and they would deal with Keisha later because she kind of felt like every once in a while they could kind of get along for a minute. The problem with their situation is that Keisha is jealous.
She's jealous of all the females in the
major
house. Except for Libra.
Jealous. Now, I didn't show this on the broadcast episode either, mm-hmm. but April finally received the designer clothes that she won.
I don't even think they got to that yet. We haven't got to that yet, but.
No, they're not. They haven't shown it.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. They haven't shown it, but this is what I'm trying to illustrate, the fact how jealous Keisha is. Mm-hmm. And even Memphis.
Memphis is a jealous person,
well,
isn't he?
She finally got her designer outfits, five of them. They were all wrapped up in cute little packages. Each mm-hmm. thing was wrapped separately. So she had a dress or some shoes or jewelry, and it was all wrapped differently, all in one color to go with the outfit. Mm-hmm. So she said even, I don't even know designers. You know, I probably won't know half of these. I shop at Old Navy, Gap, whatever. So I don't even know. Mm-hmm. So as she's opening all her stuff, everyone's sitting around the table.
Right.
And everyone, you know, is oohing and aahing about all the things she's getting. She's like, okay, I don't know who this designer is. I don't know who this is. So Memphis was telling her because he knows a lot about fashion. And Keisha was telling her too. And they were like, ooh, that's expensive. Ooh. But they were both had this look on their face like,
they were so jealous.
Yes.
They were so. And Memphis even said in the diary room, I don't even know why Hick April won all those designer clothes. She doesn't even know any designer anyway. I should have won.
He
or
said
something like that.
He was upset because he knows that she probably won't wear but one or two outfits and the rest she'll just let go to waste. Mm-hmm. And he said, it wouldn't be so bad if I would have lost that competition, but I had to pick between two envelopes, and then I got the onion necklace.
Yeah.
So that's why he's mad. And Keisha went on and on and on about, well, she thinks she's so good, and she's so cute, and she's so this. I have never heard April say that. Now, I don't really like April for trying to save Jesse and all that poor me, and this is so hard, the HOH, and that was really on my nerves. Mm-hmm. But I never did see her do anything to make Keisha really hate her. You know, except that Keisha is jealous of her.
Well, you know, everybody got along when April was HOH. Keisha, like I said right before, Keisha was the one that went to Libra and said, you know what? And this was after that big fight with Jesse. Jesse's going to be coming after us. I don't care what April or anybody says. I'm not voting with the house. I'm voting Jesse out. you with me? And Libra said, yeah, I'm with you, because he's after me too. And then they went around and trying to get Dan and some other votes.
Keisha went around.
Yeah, Keisha was the one. But of course, Libra's taking the fall. But April was mad at both Keisha and Libra because they switched their vote. And she immediately started kissing Manchel's, you know, behind when Manchel won HOH. So, of course, she's telling Manchel all that stuff, too.
Right.
See? And so, you know, that's when the bitchiness started between Keisha and April. Although, but not to April's point of view. Keisha was the one that would be in the diary room making all these nasty comments about April.
Yeah.
See, but April didn't know that, though.
Right.
You know, she thought everything was cool. See?
Well, April and Ollie messed up because why in the world would they want to get in an alliance with Michelle and Jesse?
Of all people.
Of all people. That was the thing that I think turned the tide. Yes. Everybody was like, why is she so into getting out Memphis instead of Jesse?
Exactly.
And that's what turned it. Plus, her and Keisha were always getting together bashing on Libra.
Yes.
Now, they would act like they liked her and talk to her and be around her, but then they would talk mess about her behind her back. So
yeah. I didn't
they
like
already
that.
Felt like they could maybe get along better, and I think that's why they decided to. She didn't feel the, or she felt the threat from Libra.
Well, and plus, I mean, Libra is a very outspoken person, and like she said, when she. Lots of times she does not think first. She's just going to tell you what, and it comes out. Sometimes she means it like it sounds, and sometimes she doesn't mean it like to be nasty and stuff, but that's the way people take it.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, Libra was the first one to admit that. So, you know, but one thing I can say about Libra, and I will say this up until the forever, like, you know how you Big Brother 12, and I'll still be talking about it. Libra would apologize to people when she said something and found out that it either bothered them or hurt their feelings. Keisha has never apologized to anybody. She has never apologized to Libra. April, even April apologized to Libra. Keisha has never done it.
When someone is always apologizing about something, it loses its value.
No, it doesn't because...
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't because she would say stuff and somebody would say, well, you know, that was really awful what you said. When she says, well, I apologize if you felt that way. I didn't mean it that way, but, you know, if it made you feel that way, then, you know, I'm sorry that you feel that. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. At least she was big enough to do that. Keisha has never done that to anyone. To anyone. You know, so anyway... So we kind of knew that Libra was going to be the one going out.
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
You know, everybody knew that.
They would have been crazy not to get her out, just like they finally figured out that they should get out Jesse.
Right. That was the best eviction, though. Yeah, because...
So we knew that, or I knew that Libra was
going home. Yeah, everybody knew Libra was going home. Even Libra knew she was going home. See, so, you know, that wasn't any big surprise or anything.
And then that night that she left... they had the diary room confessions was the HOH competition.
Yeah.
And Rennie won that one.
Yeah, I was glad Rennie won.
Yeah, I was excited
I like
for her.
Rennie.
I was excited for
I
her.
I wanted her to get a letter from home.
But
that's what
I will say this. After Rennie won HOH, she kind of got cocky acting.
Well, she got just crazier acting.
Well, I didn't see it as crazy. She started, you know, strategizing. But just certain things that she would say to me was just kind of like...
This is what the problem is. Rennie is jealous of Memphis and Keisha. She wants to be Keisha's main friend, period. And she is very jealous of the fact that Keisha appears to be aligned with Memphis. She's always talking to Memphis. And see, now you can see it. Now you can look back and see it. That's why Keisha wanted Angie out. Because Keisha wanted to spend time with Memphis.
Well, yes.
Angie wasn't doing nothing to nobody.
Angie was friends with Steven. And she didn't want her to be friends with Steven because she wanted Steven all to herself.
Exactly.
Then Angie was the one talking to Memphis.
Right.
So she wanted to get rid of Angie because of that too.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, she is a jealous
that
girl.
That whole
though.
Eviction with Angie to me was stupid because
it was stupid.
She had no reason to target Angie
no,
at all, except
at all.
For Angie was cute.
Yep, Angie was cute.
Mm-hmm.
She was an attractive woman, and she did not spend time trying to know the girls. Now, like we said on a different program, though, but that was Angie's detriment, too. She started too late trying to interact with all the people. See, she should have always, you could spend time with those men, that's okay, but you should have interacted with everyone.
Yep.
See, because even all the time April spent with Ollie, she interacted with everyone in the house.
Yeah, but I mean, she spent a lot of time with Ollie also.
Yes, she did. She did. But anyway, so Rennie is trying decide who she's going to believe.
You know, Michelle goes up there and is talking to her, and she's like, okay, so who would you, you know, who do you have an issue with? Who's been talking about me? And she's immediately peeping out Memphis as someone that she's got to watch because she feels like he can charm Keisha.
Right.
You know. And I knew, though, that she was going to nominate April because she can't stand April for whatever reason.
She doesn't like April because Keisha doesn't like April.
Yeah, something.
I mean, because April has not done anything to Rennie. But Rennie has always, ever since she understood that Keisha had it in for April, then she's always saying things like, I never liked her from day one and all that kind of thing. Yeah. And that was while Libra was still in the house, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That whole, but that's because, you can't tell me that it's because Keisha does not like April. So that's why Rennie doesn't. Because there was no reason for her to do anything to April other than to break up April and Ollie because they are a couple.
Right.
But even though they are a couple, they weren't the strongest couple in the house. No. I don't get that.
Well, but, you know, when you do have two people that you know are going to be together in votes,
that's
you
true.
Do want to break that mess up.
Then they need to break up Rennie and Keisha.
So they go on, and so I knew she was going to nominate April,
right.
And she did. And then her other nomination was surprising to her alliance. It turned out to be Jerry. Now, to me, it made sense. She kind of explained it that she likes Ollie, whatever,
yeah,
but
she does.
She wanted to get back at Jerry because she doesn't like Jerry either.
Mm-hmm.
And but her target was April, but she wanted to get back at Jerry for nominating her.
Yeah. Which I can understand that
right.
Because you do want that little bit of revenge going on, you know? So, I mean, cause you know, everybody in the house, they're only human.
You know, as soon as she got up there and Memphis was talking about moving into Libra's bed, she was already like, okay, I'm going to have to watch that because now I'm going to be upstairs. And they're going to be all downstairs talking.
And they have been.
And they have.
Yep.
And they have been immediately talking about, we're going to have to watch Rennie now because we think now she's got something going on as to why she's not putting up Ollie.
Right.
And April together.
Because it would have made sense to put them up together.
Yeah, but I think I would have maybe tried to get Jerry out too.
Yeah. Or scare him.
I think I would have put Ollie and April up, and if one of them got off, I would have put Jerry on.
Mm-hmm.
But her target was April, and so I think she was trying to figure out, who can I put up there with him, that will make sure that she leaves.
Right, because she did not want to put Ollie up because she genuinely likes Ollie. And she just did not want to put him up. Because she thinks it's, and she told him, she says, well now, you know, if April goes this week, what you going to do? I mean, are you going to actually play the game or what? And Ollie told Rennie, I got a showman's and everything, but I'm here to play the game. I'm here for the money, so, you know, I'm playing.
He better say that.
And I mean, well, let's see some gameplay from Ollie, you know?
He's too busy laying back.
And what's up with this being scared of some some daggum birds? Oh, please.
Oh, I know a couple of people, which I never thought I would know, at least more than one, who are scared of birds.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, all birds. I can see being scared of, like, a specific bird.
Well, more scared of the big crows because they're big, but scared of birds. So when birds are flying and swooping, they're ducking. It's funny. But then, being around those people, they started making me look at it. So, you know, every once in a while, a bird swoops a little low, and I'm like, okay, wait a minute now, bird. And the birds didn't freak me out, but
no,
that was funny.
That was so funny.
That
tonight.
Was funny.
And
he didn't care. He was running.
He was running.
Now, see, that's how
running,
I am with
running.
Bugs.
Mm-hmm.
But,
Well, you know, I felt kind of sorry for Jerry, though, because in the food competition, his team lost again, so he's on slop again.
I know. How long are they going to make that old man be on slop? I don't
know, but, you know, they're going to have to get that man some food.
Well, they get to have protein shakes during the
day. That's true. But maybe this coming week will be a non-slop week because, you know, they had one a couple weeks ago. And so the house guests can eat all week long. Maybe that'll be
maybe that's why Jerry's so grouchy and stuff.
I'm sure that contributes to it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jerry's kind of a mean dude. And like he explained, but think about it. He's 75 years old. That means he went all through the 20s and 30s and 40s and stuff.
Yeah.
And as he explained to Dan, he says, you know, I'm a street fighter. And when I feel like I've been, you know, lied to or threatened or whatever, then, you know.
But, you know, Jerry
is out fighting.
He is a big butt kisser. Because he's going from person to person. And now that Dan's not up on the block and he needs Dan's vote.
That's right.
He is not mad at Dan anymore, and he doesn't think he's a Judas anymore. To me, that's bunk.
Well, of course it's bunk, but look at Rennie's behavior. All of them are going to do this. Rennie is trying to make sure that she does not piss off anybody in the jury house.
That's
why she leaves those really good goodbye messages.
That's smart.
And so, well, I mean, it is. Because let's face it, there's some of those people in there that they're not getting a certain people's votes.
Oh, no.
And that's another thing. Now that we mention it, that's another thing that's really getting on my nerves with Keisha. You know what? I start out liking her, but I'm starting to not like her.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, she's running around telling Memphis and Dan, and she said it several times. Matter of fact, she says it almost every day that, well, I know I'm not getting April's vote, and I'm certainly not going to get a Libra's vote. So, you know, and because but that's her strategy.
Yeah.
Because Libra told her before she left, hey, if you make it all the way to the end, girl, you know I'm voting for you. And Libra didn't have to tell
her. Of course, she wants
them
to take her.
Right. So she's doing that.
Yeah.
But the way she's doing it, though, and then, of course, she's got to say some negative stuff about Libra. I don't like that.
That's her plan. That's how she's played the whole game.
Yeah. I hope they send her packing.
Oh, she'll go eventually.
But I want Manchel to go first.
You know, I haven't liked what Michelle has said, but they've all said stuff I don't like.
That's true.
But I don't dislike her.
I do not think
she looks like a man.
She looks just like a man.
No, she does not.
She walk like a man, talk like a man, sit like a man, stand like a man. She is a man probably up under there.
No, she is not.
And she had the nerve to tell Dan, ooh, I'm learning how to be a girl in the house. Because she never did bother to, like, do her nails and, you know, primp and stuff. Yeah, that's a dude.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord.
Anyway.
Well, I don't have a problem with Michelle.
I do.
Except
I want her gone.
When she was doing those attacks and talking about motherhood.
I want Libra
and stuff.
To have the satisfaction of watching Manchel
walk
Libra through that
door.
Libra
said before she got evicted to Keisha, before she knew Keisha was campaigning against her,
mm-hmm.
she said, you know I'm gone this week. Please make sure that April is right behind me.
That's true.
I don't want to be with her in the house, but make sure
she's right behind me.
And she was, honey.
That's true.
So then they go.
What'd you think about the POV competition?
I forgot what it was.
Those, they had to count up stuff. It was counting up different stuff.
Oh, that's right. And then they had to write down what
they
thought.
And then they had to write down the answer. And they had to, it was like a poker game. After they revealed their answer, she asked them, okay, do you want to stay or do you want to fold? After they found out what everybody else did. I thought it was a cute game.
That was cute.
You know what? It's just a little iffy that all of a sudden Dan wins. Yeah.
Well, Dan, he explained it well. I thought he didn't want the Colonel to get it.
That's true.
Because then he thought he would be up because it was obvious that Rennie wasn't going to put up Ollie.
That's true.
So he didn't want to be up there.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So I thought that was pretty good.
And I knew he wasn't going to use it because that would just be a target on his back.
It would be a target on his back.
You know, later.
But if I was April, I wouldn't have even offered him any money. And I'm glad he didn't take it because April got the money. She got $5,000. She got, Memphis is the one. Memphis and Keisha were the ones talking behind April's back. And they estimated her designer clothes to be about $10,000 worth
of
clothes. So she got all them clothes. And that that cash money. So, yeah. She lucked out pretty good.
Well, I mean, not as much as you could win in the house, but it's better than nothing.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, like Libra told them all, 6 more of y'all gonna follow me to the jury house. Right. I got $1,000 and a Hawaiian trip. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm fine with it.
Yep.
You know. And right. I thought that was really
good. I mean,
really
you're going to have to be fine with it. There's nothing else you can do. When you're
now, what did you think? Now, okay, let's go back to the Libra eviction first, because I want to talk about how they showed Libra's family.
Uh-huh.
And her husband. And I was so glad, first of all, I was so glad that they showed her family, since she wasn't going to be winning HOH, you know, so we could see pictures and stuff. And they showed them cute little babies.
Babies, I know.
Her little girl, Fallon, the one that's 4 years old, yeah. Oh, she is a
They're
doll baby.
Cute. They're all cute.
And her husband was really nice. He was bathing them kids and, feed the babies and stuff. And I am so glad that they specifically asked him to address Manchel's awful comments about Libra's a terrible mother. What kind of mother would choose a trip over a letter from and all that stuff? And her husband told the whole world, yeah, she should have picked that trip. She better had picked that trip. You know, because we had talked about we want to go on a vacation after all this is over. So, and I was so glad to hear him say, you know, that was an awful thing for anyone to say, not knowing a Libra or our family.
Yeah, well, she also said that she would somebody should take her kids away from her.
Yeah.
And she
don't even have any kids.
That's wrong.
She don't even have any kids. What does she know about having any kids? But let me tell you this. I do want to say this, and that is, it is so revealing on those After Darks, because Michelle Manchel was the very one talking and mocking and complaining about Libra had so much. She lives in an affluent neighborhood. She's got a husband and kids and stuff. Now, what did that broad just say this past week? I heard come out of her mouth to April and Keisha, yeah, I hope to have kids someday. Yeah, I wanna have a home and a husband.
They all said that.
No, but what I'm saying is her motivation was jealousy of Libra, because she kept telling her, she kept mocking every single thing she had. And then just this week, she's telling the other group every single thing that she wants, which is the exact same thing that Keisha got. Libra has.
Right.
Dumb girl. I want her gone.
You can find conversations where each of the girls, April and Keisha, have had conversations with Libra about that. About they want what she had or seems to have found. And one thing I will say, that Keisha made a comment to Memphis or someone about Libra telling them what she has and how lucky she is. And that's something I don't think I would do. If you
first of all
come into the house, I would try to keep, I would talk to people, but I would try to keep a lot of my personal stuff to quiet.
Okay. First of all, in her defense, I was watching on the After Dark, that conversation. They're all sitting around in the backyard. They're all talking and they're all asking each other questions. They ask her specifically those things. And then Keisha want to talk behind her back, making it like Libra was just boasting about this stuff. No, Memphis was questioning her. All of them was questioning her.
Well, I say the same thing about Memphis. He apparently also has said that. You know, but you can, if someone asks you point blank, you could say, oh, well, it's nothing. We just have like a, you know, whatever house and da-da-da. You don't have to tell all
I disagree, because it's just like every house guest says every single season. That works fine and dandy when you first go in. After a while, you are with these people 24/7. You are with no one else. No one else but these people. So that's you kind of start falling into your how you actually are. And she is very open about what she's got, I'm sure, because all of her friends that she goes out with and talks to got the same thing.
Right, I'm sure.
See, so, you know, and in her defense also, I have to point out, which I point out before, Jerry was the individual who told the other house guests where Libra lived.
Yes, that's
He's
true.
The one, because him and Libra was having a conversation one day. He's the one that told that. What's she supposed to do? Sit there and say, well,
okay, you know, we need to stop talking about Libra. I'm just saying that the all the house guests do it. And that's one thing I would try not to do in the house, because, you know, at the end of the day, people are going to say, okay, who needs it? Who deserves it? And that's what they're going to form their opinions if they're down to the wire and don't know who to give it to.
That's true.
So they're going to give it to
who they like.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's why it's really stupid for them to vote Libra out so quick. Everybody else don't like her. Why are you going to go to the final two with somebody like Rennie that everybody likes? That's just stupid.
That's the whole point of the game. It gets personal. They do personal things. It's not all strategy.
And if they all believe that Dan is America's player, then why you want to go to the final two with him? You know what I mean? Oh, these people are not thinking.
Well, I don't think people are going to choose him if it gets down to it. They're not going to choose Dan.
Memphis might.
I don't think he will. Well, he's saying that. They're all telling each other they'll take
that's
him
true.
To make sure the other person will take him.
That's true.
But when it gets down to it, they're going to take who they think they can beat.
That's true.
And that's probably why Jerry is still there.
Well, they're going to get rid of him. And you know, how come, did you ever hear, or do you recall, how come they call him the Colonel?
I don't know. I think it's just because of his military
stuff.
But
okay.
He wasn't a colonel.
No, he was
but
like
just, I think they just do it because of the military
thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, I got mixed feelings about Jerry too, but I know the argument that he signed up for this, he knew what he was getting into when he agreed to do Big Brother, but I do feel bad for him that he's on slot for like the fourth week. In a row.
I feel bad for anybody.
I mean, because, you know.
But you know what, Jerry? I was looking at him the other day, and it came to me why he looks so familiar.
Hmm.
He looks okay, let me just tell you. Just picture this.
Oh, no.
Picture him from the forehead down and the nose up. His eyes. He's got two parentheses on either side of his eyes, just like Charlie Brown. Like bags.
Oh my goodness.
You know how Charlie Brown has.
Oh my goodness.
Looks like eyes with two parentheses on either side.
Oh my goodness.
The next
that
time
is funny.
You watch Big Brother, y'all, look at Jerry's eyes. He looks just like. Just the eyes now.
That
it's
is
just
funny.
Like Charlie Brown. I was like, that's why I've been thinking I've seen him before.
That is funny.
He got Charlie Brown bag eyes.
Oh, man.
And then on top of that, he's got bags.
I'm going to have to look. Okay. I'm going to have to look.
Mm-hmm. Jerry is just crotchety and critchety. I really have I don't really like him, and I don't really hate him either.
Yeah.
I'm like indifferent with him. I could take him or leave him because his voice is starting to grate on my nerves.
Well, the only person I really dislike in the house is Manchel. She's the only one. The other ones, I could take them or leave them. Keisha's running a close second, though, only because of all the stuff she's doing behind people's backs. You know, April's back this week. You know, she's saying all kind of mean stuff about her and stuff.
Yeah.
And you know, it's obvious that Keisha is jealous of April. But what Keisha is telling Dan and Memphis is, well, April and I were just fine. And then Libra came between us. You know,
well,
and that's not true.
Yeah, she did say Libra pitted them against each other because they were blonde.
Right, but that's not true.
And Libra was jealous of her.
But that's not true. That's not even what happened. That's not even what happened. Keisha was the one that was jealous
of
April.
Of course it's not what happened. You think she's going to admit the fact that she's jealous of people? No.
And so now that April's gone, what's she going to do?
She came into the house.
She going to be jealous of Manchel?
She came into the house talking about how she didn't like fake girls. And even though she works at Hooters, she's around a bunch of fake girls, blah, 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 blah. She's already said that.
That's true.
So I knew, just like last year. Or
you did
me,
say that.
Just like last season. Who was it? I can't remember who it was. It wasn't Natalie. It was one of the other ones.
I can't remember.
Allison.
Allison.
She was the one who in her little bio said.
That's right.
She gets along better with guys than girls. And I said, red flag. That means she hates girls and just wants to get guys' attention. And what happened?
And you know what? If I recall now, when we did our little preview show of Big Brother 10, you did say something about.
I can't remember if I said that or not.
I think you did say something.
I remember Keisha's bio saying something about hating fake girls, working at Hooters, and so she's around a bunch of fakeness, blah, 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 blah. So in the house, she always is talking about, well, you know, well, the last comment I remember seeing or hearing her say was that Libra was pinning her and April together because they were blonde and they were cute. And Libra was jealous, and she's like, duh, I work at Hooters, I'm around cute girls all the time, and I don't have a problem with them. Well, she's the main one that was saying that at the very beginning of the season.
That's true. That's true.
But, of course, people who do this don't realize that they're doing exactly what they say they're not going to do. You know, she doesn't, she probably does not even realize how she looks.
She realizes it because she told April that same thing, because April had a conversation. When April and Libra had that long conversation where April was apologizing to Libra for making her feel like, you know, left out of it and all that stuff. And they had that real conversation. And I really believed April was sincere in what she was saying. But anyway, she pointed that out. And she told Libra then, she said, well, I'm going to tell you what Keisha said. And she told her that she said that, you know, everything was fine. And then, you know, you came between us. And Libra looked at her, and you know how she got that little laugh look on her face, that smile, and she said, look at me. She says, I'm a big black woman. She says, I'm proud to be a black woman. She says, I'm not competing with you.
Right. I saw that.
You're petite and blonde. She says, I'm not competing with you. I think you're fine.
She said they're in different planes in life.
Exactly.
She says, we're not on the same level.
Exactly.
So I'm not your competition.
Exactly.
You know.
She said, you need to be looking around at your competition. See, and that now April's going to know. Because when she get in that house, they're going to get to comparing notes. Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. She's going to know. But anyway, okay.
Yeah, I kind of knew that April would be gone because I couldn't see Dan sticking his neck out again.
No.
Trying to save her, knowing that Rennie, and this is the thing about this season, everybody is trying to honor what the HOH wants to do.
I don't like that.
I don't either, because it makes
like
it
that.
Dull.
It makes it very boring.
And the only excitement came when they switched it up.
And voted out Jesse.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to get interesting.
You know.
And then, so of course, April leaves the house, and
she did a good exit interview, though.
She did.
She was very upbeat.
Now, I will say this, too.
She did
what
good.
Irritated me is, you know, they love showmances.
Mm-hmm.
And they really hype it up.
Let's talk
now,
about
I will
that.
Say, they are together. They've been having sex in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, whatever. It's their lives. They're grown. But CBS is really hyping it.
Yep.
So, you know, of course, when Ollie goes to do his vote, the love of his life is April, so it would be very surprising if he voted against her.
Oh, Julie,
now.
She didn't do that stuff.
Yeah, I was like, cut the crap,
but
dude.
I want to talk about Ollie's parents and April's family.
Yeah.
Okay, Ollie's parents first, because, you know, they showed both families. Julie, well, let's see how they feel about their showmance, you know. First of all, I found it very revealing that until the very end, Mama wasn't saying nothing. Daddy was doing all the talking. Now, I realize he's the preacher, but he was doing all the talking. And then that man, probably because he is a preacher, had the audacity, once again audacious, to say something about Ollie had morals. And I'm thinking, oh, no, he didn't. Your son is, I don't care if he is 27. Your son on TV, it's all over YouTube. You can see every sexual session that they've had all over YouTube. They might as well be making a porno flick because it's out there on the internet.
First of all.
That's just, no. That don't show no morals at all.
Everybody has sex. That doesn't mean you don't have morals.
He knew that girl
because
7 days.
Look, let me talk for a second. Just because... you are having sex does not mean you don't have morals.
He don't have any.
Why is everybody, and this is the one thing I don't agree with on all the boards and stuff. Just because you're having sex does not mean you don't have morals. Everybody has sex. And most people don't even wait till they're married to have sex. That doesn't mean anything.
He has no morals.
What people should be talking about, this is what they should be talking about. If you really want to talk about them having sex, they need to talk about how they're not having protected sex.
That's true.
That's the better issue
That's
than
true.
The fact they're having sex. People
That's
have
a hoe.
No, people,
That's
no,
a hoe.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. People have sex all the time. That does not mean you are an immoral person.
I'm not saying that
you don't have morals.
That means he's an immoral person.
The problem is what they should be addressing and what Big Brother should have given them is condoms.
Ollie was the one that said he don't never use a condom. Ever.
Well, that don't mean nothing. If they had some, which in an interview that someone gave, I think it was Stephen. Was it Stephen or James?
Somebody put James one in the bed.
James was on one of the other Big Brother podcasts, and I can't remember which one, talking about how they don't let them have let them have any medicine, birth control pills. They take them away from the girls. Mm-hmm. They don't have condoms and stuff in the house. Mm-hmm. They don't let them have any of that stuff. So that's something that Big Brother does not allow.
Well, I do know you can go in the diary room and get, like, medicine and things because Michelle...
Right, they'll hand them out, right. But you can't have...
Michelle had some kind of injury or something, and she had to go to the diary room to get, like, medicine.
Well,
Ollie went in there and got medicine for whatever that little bug
bite was. I'm just saying, that's what
Jerry
he said.
Jerry takes his meds every day.
Right, but he don't have a bottle of meds. They probably give it to him every day.
That's true.
What I'm saying is that's what James said on this interview.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is, I don't care if they're having sex,
I think
if they're doing it while people are in the room. You go to any college dormitory and you see the same stuff. It's just not on TV. The problem is they're not having protected sex, and neither of them seem to care.
I thought it was ridiculous, as I pointed out, that his father would be on national TV talking about the morals of his son after everybody done seen what his son has done to a person that he just met. That's my opinion. That's my opinion. And just like the mama said, she said, well, you know, when I'm first watching the show and you see your son, you know, having, romancing.
Yeah.
Romancing someone on TV, it's a little shocking. And I'm thinking, but I thought it was very interesting, April's family. First of
it's her sister.
Well, but everybody else sitting around
there, too.
Well,
they didn't talk to nobody else.
No, they just talked to the sister, though.
They needed to talk to her dad.
They needed to talk to the daddy. That's who I want to know.
I know.
What he feel about Ollie having sex with his daughter on national TV and it's all over YouTube.
First
and
of all,
thing.
It's not on YouTube because they don't show that. But.
Yes, it is.
It's on other stuff, but it's not on YouTube. But. Is it?
It was. Yes, it was.
Until they took it.
Each and every episode.
What I wanted to, that would have been interesting to see her dad's reaction to their little showmance and, you know, seeing all that. Now, you know, people do it. She's 30, he's 27. People are going to do it. They've been talking about it all throughout the season. But to actually see your family member doing it,
mm-hmm.
that would be the disturbing part.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too.
That would be disturbing.
But now, April sure looks like her twin sister, though.
Well, they're twins.
Well, no, but I'm just saying. Well, hey, I know twins that are fraternal twins.
But they've been saying they're identical twins.
Well, yeah.
But I can tell the difference.
They look just slightly different.
Yeah.
Just slightly, but she's real cute, though.
Yeah.
She's very cute. Well,
see, the thing about Big Brother is they were showing certain clips of conversation that April and Ollie would have out of context.
Mm-hmm.
And that part where he said, marry me, when you watched that full conversation, it was joking. They were joking about all kinds of stuff.
They were joking.
But I liked how she answered all that when Julie Chen was asking her mm-hmm. after she was evicted.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was like... That was just joking. And he was planning to move to Arizona anyway. Whether that's true or not, we don't know.
Right.
And
but that was a good answer, wasn't it, though?
I'm sure it's true. Why wouldn't he say that?
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to get his own place, and I'll get mine, and we'll kind of slow it down a tad bit because it's been exasperated because we're in the house.
Mm-hmm.
I liked all those answers.
She did an excellent interview. She was poised. She looked very cute tonight.
Yep.
You know. The audience gave her some real positive, clapping and everything,
feedback.
Of which I'm sure they won't allow them to boo or nothing like that. So, you know, not that anybody would her, but I'm just saying.
I'm sure some people would.
But I thought it was a very good exit. She said goodbye to everybody, and everybody, you know, hugged her and stuff, and she went on out. But she did tell Ollie, she did say, well... I, you know, I know I'm the one probably leaving the jury house and stuff. She says, and I'm going to go out like Libra with my head held high. And she did. That's what she told Ollie. And he said, that's the only way to do it. You know, so at least she did give Libra that much anyway, because that's what Libra did. She went on out. But anyway, so now little April gone. And one thing that I think I mentioned earlier that I was a little upset about is that they did not show or even hint where the sequester house is.
They're not going to do that till there's at least two or three people in there.
Dang, I want to know.
Yeah, well, they usually don't tell you who's in sequester until about four or five people in.
Oh, see.
When they have footage of people fighting or getting along or arguing. So they probably might show something next.
No, they showed them as they came to the house, as they walked in. So they say, okay, who's coming?
Well, they might do that next week.
Well, that's true.
Libra is greeting Keisha. That's April.
That's true. Okay.
So, well, do you want to talk about what we just saw?
Yeah, we took a little break. Yeah, we took a little break and was watching the Olympics, because we've been watching the Olympics like all week long. I mean, we just love it, but dang.
First of all, we're on the track and field. Semifinal heat, and the men.
Which, 4x4 relay.
4x4 relay, which I love the relays. That's the most exciting of the races.
Mm-hmm.
But the men, I already didn't think they were going to win gold anyhow, but I thought they'd at least medal because of the Jamaican team is just outstanding.
Oh, they're outstanding.
Right now. They're just outstanding. Them fools dropped the damn baton.
It was Tyson Gay who was handing the baton.
No, Tyson Gay was trying to get the baton.
Right, he was trying to get this.
Somebody else. I don't know
from
who
that
it was.
Whatever his name was. And it dropped. On the ground.
First of all, I'd be cussing that dude's butt out.
That's true.
And they were all calm, but they were mad, but they weren't saying nothing. I was like, oh no.
We just watched the women.
And the women did the same damn thing.
Okay.
Can you believe that?
Who's cussing now?
I make an effort not to cuss on this podcast. Because otherwise, you'd be talking about our man shell next, because I can cuss up a storm.
Okay.
But you know.
Yeah, that's true.
How the heck do you turn around and drop it twice?
I have no idea. And I felt so bad for that. And it was in the third going in the fourth position each time. And they just watched the men do it.
Well, they didn't watch the men.
Well, that's true.
They said they were...
That is so upsetting. So the United States is not even in the final at all.
To medal nothing.
Them Jamaicans going to win.
Well, we already knew that.
Yeah, because they are quick.
Now, the women, I don't know. The women might have had a shot at the gold, but their Jamaican women are quick, too.
The Jamaican women are very fast.
The men, I already had the gold knocked out, and
exactly.
I was thinking they could get silver or bronze. But the women, I thought they really could have went all the way.
Right.
But you can't go when you drop the damn baton.
I know.
And why they didn't wait until their hands were around it, I don't know.
I don't know either.
And that girl, I can't think of her name, she was mad, but she wasn't, I'd have been cussing her out. Well, the girl who dropped it.
Yeah.
She wasn't moving. She sat there and was like, okay, I know they all mad. I'm going to stay right here in my little place.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have been hot.
Yeah, that was.
Hot.
That was.
And you can't blame this on judges.
And that's why I like the track and field, because if you run the fastest, you win. It's not that subjective where the judges are going to judge the United States harsher than they do other countries and stuff like that, you know. Anyway, okay. Oh, Lord. Back to Big Brother.
Yeah, so I was going to say, what was I talking about?
We were talking about the sequester house.
Yeah.
And how they'll probably show something next week, because they'll be showing Libra greeting April into the sequester house.
I'm sure they will. Yeah. And try to see how that interaction is, because they... Right. Supposedly are going to be fighting and everything.
I don't think they will.
I don't think so.
I think
that part's over with.
Yeah, because April didn't say as much, but she seems to be of the same mind as Libra. And what Libra said was, you know, it's a game. And once I'm in the jury house, then, you know, I mean,
well, but that April part's did over. Make a comment when Julie said you'll be going into sequester with Libra. She did make a comment about, oh, okay.
Well, but I mean, you know, what else was she supposed to say?
Yeah.
You know.
So.
Anyway.
But what I was going to go into is the HOH competition.
Okay.
Rennie, of course, can't play. Mm-hmm. And there's only, what, 5 or 6 of them left. So they had to get on these little swings, basically a little round seat.
It's like Georgia the Jungle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the coolest part, and I don't know if you saw this or not, was they had to get on the swing, so it's going to be endurance. So we're going to have to check the updates and see who wins, because I'm not waiting until Sunday to find that out.
We'll know by tomorrow.
Yeah. Or tonight, even. Mm-hmm. Well, they had them sitting on those little seats, rope seats, and they had it start raining on them. And I was like, well, they got to do more than that. Mm-hmm. So then they lift them up high, and the funniest part was they started swinging them and knocking them into the wall.
I know.
And I said, okay, that is going to get old quick. Mm-hmm.
But, okay, this is my thing. Now, because you know I'm a conspiracy theorist, so I think it's real fishy that Dan has a waterproof jacket on with a hood that he pulled up on his little head as soon as it started raining. Now, Ollie wears a hat every single day. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't have one on today, and it's raining on the
bed. Well, he had on a scarf or something.
But Ollie's got gloves on.
Well, a lot of them put gloves on before they do their HOH competition.
But nobody else has gloves on. If you watch it, nobody else has gloves on but him. So is CBS trying to tell us he's got a leg up, or are they trying to tell us Dan got a leg up? Because he got the park on.
I don't think CBS is telling us anything.
Well, but what I'm saying is, you see what I'm saying? And you know, I'm sure people probably think, well, now that April's gone, then Manchel will probably win because, you know, she does endurance really well and stuff. But I don't think
that's going to be a factor this time, because everyone's sitting there mm-hmm. and they're getting knocked against the wall, and they're going to be cold probably with the mm-hmm. rain on them. Yep. So this is going to be who can withstand all that the longest.
Well, did you hear what Manchel said? She said, oh, great. I just spent an hour and a half on straightening my hair.
Yeah.
Because it's raining. Because you know it's going to kink up.
It sure is. Oh, yeah.
Because her hair curlier than mine.
I think she looks cute with her hair straight.
I don't think I don't think
I can see by your face. That's rude.
I don't think there's nothing cute about that. Manish Amazon. No.
Mm-mm. You need to quit saying that. That's awful.
Anyway, that's my opinion. But anyway, so, you know, do you want to
predict
who's going to win or what?
I'm thinking it's going to be one of the guys.
Do you want to just pause it and wait till we know?
No. Okay. I think it's going to be one of the guys.
I think it's going to be Dan. That's what I think. I think there's a reason why, out of all the clothing he wears and stuff, I have not seen him at an HOH, a live eviction yet, wear a jacket. You know, like one of those windbreaker type jackets. It's not real heavy, but it's waterproof. I just haven't ever seen him wear that. And I just think it's real fishy that he would be wearing that today.
I think Ollie's going to try really, really hard to win.
It'd be nice if Ollie would win, because there would be some excitement, because he's going to be vengeful. Oh, yeah.
If anything, he'll put up Keisha and Memphis.
Yep.
Or Rennie.
He'll put up Memphis.
But if Memphis wins, I really don't know. He'll put up Jerry probably and what's her name?
Manchel.
No, he'll put up Jerry and Rennie.
Rennie, yeah.
I think. If Keisha wins, I have no idea who she'll put up.
Oh, she'll definitely put up Manchel.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, absolutely. And she'll put up Ollie.
Yeah.
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 Not that she didn't like Ollie.
And Dan,
but,
I don't know who he would put up.
Dan will put up,
you know, if Dan
Manchel and Ollie, I think.
I don't know.
Yeah,
if I think Dan so. Won, it would shake it up a little bit, maybe.
Dan will put up Manchel and Ollie.
And, so I don't know. I'm thinking it's going to be a guy. I think Ollie's going to really fight for it right now, because he's going to feel kind of vulnerable and mad, you know?
I don't care which one of them actually wins HOH. Yeah. I just don't want it to be Manchel. If Keisha wins it again, I don't have a problem with that. Or if Memphis wins.
I hope not.
I don't have a problem with that either.
Because her laugh, I told you a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, she is a little annoying.
And that picture, I just noticed today.
What?
The picture they have of her on the HOH wall is awful.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. She looks evil. Her eyebrows look like little daggers or
well,
something.
Well, but she arches her eyebrows
pretty. Ooh, but she's, whatever look on her, it's awful.
I don't think so, but Rennie, Rennie looked really good tonight, though.
She did.
Yeah, she looked very pretty tonight. I like Rennie. I like her a lot, so.
So, I don't know who it's going to be, but I'm going to be watching the live feeds or the updates and see.
Yeah, I'm going to watch the Showtime After Dark tonight because even though they it'll be over, you could tell by their conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could tell.
And like last week when Rennie won HOH, and you know how they go on off and everything, during the Showtime After Dark, that's when she got her HOH room and everything. Mm-hmm. So that was really cute.
What did you think about Julie's announcement that there's going to be a double eviction?
When?
Next week.
Oh, see, I must have got up and went in the kitchen or something to get a drink or something. Well, because I didn't hear that part. What'd she say?
She said she'll be back next Thursday where there will be a live double eviction.
Oh, I think that's excellent.
And then the
it's about time.
The audience went, woo, and she said, oh, I know. And then she said, and then find out who wins HOH on Sunday. You know, she goes through the spiel of when the show comes back on. Mm-hmm. So next Thursday, there are going to be two evictions, which means they're going to evict someone, immediately do HOH, and then immediately tell them.
You got to nominate
two
people.
You got to nominate and then have them vote then and there.
Right. I love it. I love a double eviction.
They got to do something.
Yeah, because they got to get it on done now.
They got to get it on
because
with.
Fall programming is going to be here.
I can't wait. Good, thank goodness.
I know. I can't wait for Chuck.
I love Chuck. And you know, we kind of lied. We said we'd have another sisters interview episode.
I know. We just haven't.
We're bad.
We've been kind of lax. You know what? Maybe we'll do a sisters interview. Let's try to make a commitment to do an episode Saturday. What are you doing Saturday? Are you busy?
I'm busy in the afternoon, but not in the morning.
Oh.
What about the morning?
Cool.
We could do morning.
Yeah, we could do morning because what I want to do is for a Sisters in Review, it's just, you know, just kind of wrap up maybe some of the other things other than Big Brother that at least we have been watching over the summer. And then we will be doing a fall preview show, won't we?
Yes.
Like we did last year on Sisters in Review.
Fun.
Because they've already picked the couples for Amazing Race. We already know where Survivor's going to be and stuff and who the contestants are. So, yeah, we need to do
that. Do we already know the contestants for Survivor?
I think so, yes. I think they're up.
That up.
Yeah, I think they're up. So
I just can't wait for normal TV to be back.
I know.
It seems like it's been a year. I think it's been a long time because of the strike.
That's
and
true.
Everything.
And
we
Heroes,
didn't get our full season last year.
And Heroes is going to be awesome this
I hope.
This
you know,
year.
The only thing about, I kind of got not out of, but I was disappointed in Heroes. Maybe it's because they weren't able to finish their season last season. Because they introduced all these new characters.
That's true.
And
I think
we didn't get to see any, wrap up the stuff from the old characters.
That's true.
They kind of totally missed one of my favorite storylines was the Nikki Jessica and wanting to find out what that whole thing was about, why she was like she was, and her son. We didn't get to kind of get more into him.
That's true.
And then they introduced all these other secondary characters that they killed.
Mm-hmm. And like on Chuck, I think somebody, I think they sell the buy more. So it's going to be a different like setting.
Oh, really?
I think so. Either someplace I read or there was a promo on it or something.
I love
and,
that show.
And the Sarah Connor Chronicles, man, it's going to be awesome this second season.
Yeah, I like
they got
that.
Some good stuff coming up.
There's going to be a lot of interesting shows on, and I just hope they last.
Yeah, I do too. Okay.
All right. Well, that's it. If y'all would like to send us an email, you can do so at comments@sistersinterview.com. We also have a voicemail number where you could call in your comments to us, which we would love to hear. We didn't get any last week, so please call in so we could put you on our podcast. The number is 616-712-1674.
And you can visit our MySpace page at myspace.com/sistersinreview. And we'd like to give a shout out to Kathy. Thank you, Kathy, for posting your comments about our last episode. I agree with you. I was really sorry to see Libra evicted, but you know, that's the way it goes. And Rennie is one of my favorites too. Not quite sure about Dan yet, but Rennie is one of my favorites. So keep those comments coming. Kathy and all of our friends on our MySpace page. Shout out also to Babe and Mimi. Hello, girls. Need another episode. Come on.
I know. What? We need another episode.
I know.
Now.
Come on now, Babe and Mimi.
They're like us. They get caught up with life and everything.
I think
and
so, too.
You just forget what's going on.
I think so, too.
All right. Well, that's it for this week. Please join us next week. I'm Sister K.
And I'm Sister J.
See you next week.